Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
John Fenderson is Bayer Westbred's Wheat Technical Product Manager for the Southern Plains. He says if you're interested in Westbred wheat varieties for the 2023 growing season, now's the time to make the commitment to get the varieties that will work best for you.
Wheat seed supplies in many areas are going to be extremely short. They're going to be in demand. There are some areas that there just literally is no wheat, or there is so little, and it's certainly not of seed quality. If they need to be finding new genetics, they need to reach out to their seed suppliers right now, and they're probably going to have to speak up for that seed right now and have to make a commitment to it just because it's going to be in such high demand. And to get what they want, they're going to have to order seed here in the next month for sure, if not sooner.
Check with your Westbred sales representative now, or you can go to westbred.com to learn more about the high-yielding varieties Westbred offers.
Well, with high input costs, too much rain in some areas and not enough in others, ag producers just kind of looking for a silver lining right now. I had the opportunity to sit down with Farm Credit President and CEO Todd Van Hoos, who says they're trying to offer a few of those options.
So the good news is farmers are the most technologically sophisticated they've ever been. The management skills out there for American agriculture have never been higher. And boy, it's a good thing, because all this volatility we're seeing in interest rates and prices and inputs and markets, you've never had to be as qualified mm-hmm. as today to be a farmer.
Ben, who said one of the groups they're always trying to help is beginning farmers.
One of the things we're working on is beginning farmers. Mm-hmm. It surprises most people to see that year over year, we continue to find new beginning farmers to get into this business. Mm-hmm. Last year, we made some 97,000 loans to people with less than 10 years experience for about $26 billion. Mm-hmm. And so we continue to see demand to get into the industry. Maybe it's not the same kind of demand that we used to see, where it typically was, you know, somebody following on mom and dad's farm, an intergenerational transfer. We're seeing a lot of different operators out there: urban edge agriculture, direct retail agriculture, really high value specialty crops. That continues to be a very bright future for American agriculture.
With the average age of the American farmer growing, the need for a new generation to take over is high.
The good news is land values are very strong. The bad news is land values are very strong. You know, if you've got some right now, that's a wonderful thing. But if you're trying to get some, it's a real barrier to entry. And so, you know, balancing that, the interests of one generation versus another is tough.
Van Hoos said they remind Washington that United States agriculture is the backbone of our economy and is a great advantage for this country. Well, in a letter to President Biden, 54 agricultural groups expressed concern with the recent amicus brief submitted by the U.S. Solicitor General to the Supreme Court. The brief advises the court against taking up a case regarding pesticide labels. The groups, including the American Farm Bureau and major U.S. commodity organizations, called on the president to swiftly withdraw the brief. They warned the new policy would set a dangerous precedent that threatens the science-based regulatory process, along with having environmental impacts, could ultimately hinder the ability of U.S. farmers to help meet growing global food needs intensified by the invasion of Ukraine. A question is whether California can require a cancer warning label for the popular herbicide glyphosate when thousands of studies, decades of scientific consensus, and numerous global regulatory bodies, including the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, agree the herbicide is not a carcinogen. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.